Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of Podcast Nostalgia. This is really weird for me because I'm actually on, you can see me. This is really weird. This is like the first of hopefully many more to come where you can actually see my face and hear me talking as well. Welcome back to another episode of Podcast Nostalgia, where music and storytelling meet. I am your host, Victoria Pennant, and today I have an amazing guest with me, Azariah. Azariah, apologies, Azariah.
It's fine.
There we go. We got there in the end. Azariah, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for agreeing to join. We had some massive technical issues, as we do, trying to record remotely. We got here in the end, so I do appreciate your patience. And thank you so much for being here, girl. You say hello to me.
No problem. Hi, guys. I'm really excited to be here. Do you know what? When I was prepping for the podcast, I'm thinking, oh, quick, let me do this, send it over. And I started doing it, and like for the last hour I've been like listening to songs. I just got sucked into this massive like rabbit hole. So yeah, I'm looking forward to talking about the songs now. Actually, that was a good, I'm glad I've done it so close to the podcast, because now I'm kind of like hyped to talk about it.
Nice. No, I love that. I asked all my guests this: how hard or how easy was it to choose and whittle down those five songs?
Do you know what, it was really easy to choose. But I realized like all of the songs were like R&B male groups or men. Like all of my songs are men apart from the last one. And that one, I actually had to think, okay, cool, I want one woman in there. And then I remembered that song and I was like, okay, yeah, that's the first song that came to me. But I was reading it like, why is it all like male groups? But at that time, the time that a lot of the songs came out, male groups, like male R&B groups were like proper dominating. So yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I did notice that, but I love that. It's like a nice little, I like how you jotted one R&B woman in there, and they were all R&B based, all kind of love based. It was like I was even vibing out to the songs before we kind of came on. I was like, yeah, this is a nice little memory lane that you're about to take us down.
I was a real lover girl, boy. Lover girl.
I love that. So do you want to tell us a little bit about what you do, what work you've been on, and what you've been up to?
Yes. So it's so funny at the moment, because I'm like, I'm even looking at myself and we're like, Azariah, what do you do at this point? So I'm currently working, I work in EDI, so equity, diversity and inclusion. I am a qualified teacher, but I don't teach anymore because bar the kids, it's absolute hell. So I work in equality and diversity, and I'm also a writer, and I also am currently doing a master's, so that's taking up a lot of my time and my energy. But I'm transitioning right now, and I'm doing a few courses and transitioning, and honestly figuring out, okay, do I actually want to work in this climate, and if not, what am I going to do instead? But my passions are definitely like diversity and inclusion, and I love to write.
Amazing. Yeah, I follow you on Instagram. I love your newsletters that you put out, and I love your like your mind map thoughts. Love your ideas. And I just thought, you know what, just hearing sort of the snippets of your ideas, I would love to hear what the playlist that kind of goes along with yourself and kind of hear a little bit about your nostalgia. So yeah, here you are. So let's kick it off with your first song. It is ATL. And what is the song? ATL, Make It Up With Love. Should we give it a listen and
yes,
conversation after that?
Yeah.
You say you need your space. You say you need to get away. I'm proud of you. My bad. Don't leave. Let me make it up with love. Oh, girl. Put your body down. Baby, let me work it out. Making love will change your mind.
Change your mind.
Everything is fine. I put my name on it. Sign it on the dotted line. All night. Get you with this love.
So, why this song?
So this song, so the reason I chose this song is because this song was actually my favorite song ever, like for a long time. Like picking a favorite song can be hard, but for a long period, people were like, what's your favorite song? And I was like, ATL, Make It Up. Like, I don't ask me what it is particularly about this song, but I loved this song. Like, it was great. And I remember when it came out, it was what, 2004, I think it was released. And around that time, I was still like listening to tapes that I had recorded. Like, that was you were just starting to get stuff like, you know, what's it called? The little USB sticks that will keep music on it. The MP3 player. Those were just coming, like those were just becoming a thing. MP3 players. They had been out for a while at this point. So you'd still transition between your CDs and your MP3 player and like maybe tapes that you had. And I had this particular song. I had it on the tape. I didn't have it. I remember I used to rewind it and rewind it and rewind it and play it again and again and again. And that's what I remember about this song. Like me having... I taped it from the radio. When it would come on, you would run to the radio to press record so you could get your song so you could listen to it again and again. And when I think about the way technology has changed, it is crazy. And I'm so glad I experienced life without like this abundance of technology, because it just, everything hit different. Like so many things hit different. And music is one of those things that definitely hit different when this song came out in 2004, that early mid 2000s, leading up to the 2010s. Music there, perfect.
Chef kiss, 100%. 100%, I completely agree. What a time, like to have no algorithm, no, you know, everything was sort of kind of based on, oh, your listens, and we suggest you to listen to this and suggest you to listen to that. It was just literally the radio. And like you said, for you to kind of capture that and to have that and listen to it over and over again, you had to physically wait, pause, get it, press record.
And you proper had to watch music channels. Like you would put on MTV Bass and you'd play MTV Bass for hours, hoping you would hear the songs that you liked. It was a very different time. It was crazy.
Very different time. Yeah, definitely. When I heard this song, it definitely reminded me of MTV Bass songs. It was just the vibe of you trying to get the dance moves, get the little vibe, like you have your own little party in the living room. And yeah, those were definitely some good times. And we were literally saying before the song started to play, like they only had one album and they were so...
Yeah, and it was good too. It was good. Calling All Girls, that tune. It was good. It was a good album. Now that I've done this, I know after this I'm going to be listening to like these albums all night. It was a good, and I can't wait to listen to it when I'm next in my car. Yeah. It was a good tune. And I remember when songs like this would come out, I would pretend I was in the music video. Like I would pretend I was one of the girls in the music video because I was a real lover girl. So I'd be like, this is not, and I don't know where I was going. I was what, 13, 14, pretend to be a big woman having a domestic with her man.
I loved it. No, definitely. It was just that, just a time where guys just used to pour out their hearts. It would just be all feels and just all lovey-dovey. It's just not the same. It just doesn't hit the same way. And I think that's what makes it so timeless. I think that's what makes it such like classic R&B, the songs that you're going to hand down to your kids' kids. Like these are the songs that you must keep alive because it just hits differently. It just...
And the way groups were a thing. Groups are not a thing anymore, especially not male R&B groups. I don't know. I can't think of a single one right now. Like, I cannot think of any. And I'm like, damn, you guys actually need to come back because your music hit different.
100%. 100%. 100%. And it was just, some serenading. Let me make it up to you, babes. Like, I'm sorry. It was all of that. It was just, just
very dramatic, but I loved it.
Yeah, 100%. Very dramatic, but we loved it. We're here for it. We're here. We want you to be dramatic. We want you to let us know how you feel. Like, I'm a sucker. I've said this so many times, but I'm a sucker for a guy who is vulnerable, particularly in his music and his songs. I think it says a lot. Like, it just says.
But I think it's hilarious because they have these sweet voices and all of these sweet lyrics. Mm-hmm. And when you listen to what they're saying, it's like, so you're actually a dog. You're actually a dog. And all you guys sing about is how either you're cheated and you're sorry, or how or they did do a good like wedding song, like thinking about the future and stuff. I do appreciate that. But so many of them were dogs. Just like, wow.
Did you wrong? Behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally.
No, definitely. Yeah. Lovely song to kick it off. And like you said, like all your songs are R&B. They're all love-based. It was just such a it's refreshing to see and refreshing to hear. And I like the fact you call yourself a lover girl. Like, where do you think that comes from? Or do you just kind of always...
I have no idea. This is something that if one day when I can afford to really do therapy, this is something I want to get to the bottom of. I don't know where my preoccupation with love came from, but it existed from a very, very, very young age. And growing up, I only listened to R&B. I literally did not listen to any other type of music. Like, it's not that I didn't like any other type of music, but I did not listen to it. I listened to hip hop, but other than hip hop and R&B, those are the only two genres. Cause now you've got so many subgenres and stuff. And I don't feel like they really existed like that when I was growing up. And if they did, they were nowhere near as accessible. So the main ones were pop, hip hop, R&B. And then you had kind of like those kind of like rock bands, you know? And then those, yeah. I feel like those are the main genres, like mainstream, mm-hmm. that you would hear. Like, you got the pop stars and stuff, and yeah. So for me, yeah, R&B and hip-hop all the way.
No, I hear you. I completely hear you. Now, come to think about it, the only times I will kind of be introduced to anything sort of other than the mainstream that's playing on the radio would be like your parents or like your big older sisters. They will introduce you to like a little off the cuff song. You're like, oh, there's other music out there. Because when you're younger, you're like, you are in the hip hop and the R&B. You don't want to hear nothing else. But when you kind of hear something else, like, oh, okay, your tastes kind of grow and they kind of get influenced. But yeah, 100%, there's so many subgenres out there. But R&B, just a good classic R&B. Oof.
R&B is the best genre in the world, hands down. Close second is Afrobeats. But R&B is the best. I feel like if you speak to most people, I truly believe most people who love music will tell you, like, R&B, in terms of like the musicality, like there's people who are phenomenally talented, of course, across like all genres. But R&B is just, it's just amazing. It's just great.
Yeah, it just hits different, man. It honestly just hits differently. It hits differently. But yeah, let us take it to your next song. It's Clubbing by Marquise Houston. Yeah, let's give it a listen.
Come on. Uh-huh. Come on. It's the Piper. Come on. Marcus.
You Come know on. We be up in the club. Like, and we do things. Oh, our hands are up. All kind of drinks. Off in the club. All of my thugs. Honey, show love. DJ spin it up. I'm dancing with a nice honey. My friend, one on the back and one on the front. Shaking it up, mommy, don't break it. Taking it down, I love the way you snake it. You got the best of me, doing what you're doing. Up in the VIP, doing what you're doing. Girl, I'm about to buy you anything you want. Put you in the coupe and take your pretty ass home. Last call for alcohol. You know how we do, yeah.
You know we be up in the club.
You took me back, girl. You took me back. Tell me about it.
I remember this song so clearly, yeah. Because I can't remember. So it came out in 2003, but I really feel like I was 15. No, I was not 15. I wasn't 15. It did happen in 2003. So it was in 2003. So I must have been about, depending on when it came out, I was like 12 or 13. I remember now it was Sandra's 12th birthday. Sandra had a 12th birthday. And we're at this birthday party. And it's the first time I danced with a boy, I danced with him to this song. And I remember that day, I left that party just feeling so like, I just felt so liberated after that party. And I remember this tune around that period. And obviously when songs came out back then, they would stay popping for years. Cause now it's very much like, you know, in and out, one and done, like on to the next. But then when you had a tune that was a hit, it was like that tune, people would listen to the tune for time because you didn't release songs as frequently as you do now. So in 2003, if someone had an album, they'd tour that album would be released over the course of 2 years. You wouldn't have like a release every month. You'd have a release like every 4 or 5 months kind of thing with a video and whatever. So this song was popping for a hot minute. And I remember there was a couple years where this song was just like, it just got me lit. Like I loved it. And it was when it would come on and we would be out, everyone would love it. And it's so funny because I look back and I'm like, we were 12 years old. And when I look at 12 years now, because I'm a teacher, when I look at 12 years now, I'm like, I proper thought I was grown when I used to listen to this song in the parties. And we would whine to every song. It didn't matter what the genre was. If there was boys there and if there were girls there and you were dancing, you were whining. You were whining in 2003, 2004, 2005. That's how you danced, isn't it? But yeah, that's what that song reminds me of.
Trust me. I can relate. Yeah, that just a huge tune. MTV Bass Days, just like you said, going to parties and dancing. This was the biggest tune. This was the tune. Everyone knew the words. You could say it front to back. Like you knew the little dances, the ad libs, everything. Like, and like you said, these songs will stay on the charts for ages. They would not move. They would not move because there wasn't really anything out there to kind of contest it, really.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember this came out around the same time as Christina Milian, Dip It Low. So when those, like, that was another tune I was considering. I could have put that one on here as well. But it gives me the same kind of vibes around that time where I was 12, 13, 14, started going out. Friends would have birthday parties. You'd be allowed to stay out to their birthday parties until like 10 o'clock. You're like, oh my God, it's so late. And your mom would come and pick you up. And yeah, it's around that time that I remember.
Oh gosh, good times, man. Good times. And like you said, you thought you were grown. You thought you were big. Like no one could tell you nothing. I'm partying. I'm like, I'm dancing.
Like away. Why am I singing Dip It Low? Why am I singing Dip It Low? I'm 13. I haven't even kissed a boy yet. And I'm talking about Dip It Low, Pick It Up Slow.
Just
roll it all around. Make it pop. Even like, broke. What? What am I talking about?
It's the definition.
To be fair, at the time, I don't think I even knew what that meant.
Why would we like even the debt can't pay my bills, like what I'm what you do, what bills do you know about bills?
with all that attitude in the world and conviction in the world, like babes,
trust me. I remember me and my cousins made up a dance to say my name, and I'm thinking like we believed these words that we were saying, can't say my name, like crazy. And it's like you said, it's just mental to believe that we thought we were so grown at that time. Just the innocence, the naivety of that time was just a little bit of a lovely capsule.
But I feel like kids now will be singing these songs and they know exactly what they mean. We were just blissfully ignorant. They know what they're saying. They know what they're saying.
They do. The internet, it's made things a little bit more accessible nowadays. But yeah, just an absolute tune. I just forgot about it. You know, you just like, I love it when you have these interviews and we have these conversations with people and they just bring songs back on your radar. And you're like, oh my God, like you used to bang this out. I know the words of this. I know like, just, oh, I remember the feels, everything. But yeah, like such a banger. And obviously all the controversy, I don't want to dig into the controversy that's surrounding Marcus Houston and
I was thinking, oh, he's such a creep. Why does this have to be like one of our most nostalgic?
No, aside from that, like they are talented people. Like you can't deny, like R. Kelly produced this song and R. Kelly also produced the ATL song, the first song that he had. But you cannot deny the talent that, you know, these men had. And I wonder, like, do you think you could can you separate the man from the artist? Can you separate the music? Are you kind of big on that or you didn't even think about it?
I feel like you absolutely can, but it really depends on what your principles are. Like, mm-hmm. I will not listen to R. Kelly. I don't care how talented he is. I won't listen to him. And people don't seem to understand that his music, his profession, and, you know, his popularity, his fame is what allowed him to do this for so long, is a part of the reason that he was able to do this. You know, you had parents that were complicit in, you know, using their children, you know, so as much as people want to say, oh, you know, you can separate the art from the artist, I think it depends on what they've done. You know, some things is literally just your personal life and, you know, mm-hmm. it's not really any of our business. But when someone was harming young girls, why would you want to separate them? I don't get it. Like, there's enough music in the world. Like, nothing depends on you listening to R. Kelly. You'll be absolutely fine not listening to it. And if you do want to support him, don't be so brazen about it. At least have some shame and do it in silence. Like, mm-hmm. you're actually coming to argue with me to explain to me why it doesn't matter that he's essentially a nonce. Like, come on now.
I fully hear you, man. Fully hear you. 100%.
I mean, each to their own, but I look at anybody sideways who has that argument, I'm just kind of like, that's a really slow argument. Like, you've got to be a bit slow to think that that's a valid argument, you know?
But I fully hear that. I fully, fully hear that. And it's a shame. It is a shame that everything happened and all that took place. But his music was...
And I'm not saying you have to walk around with like a pitchfork, you know.
No, of course.
And it's not like you're gonna, and like you said, you're inevitably gonna listen to R. Kelly songs. I didn't know he produced those two songs. So I'm not saying like, oh, you listen to a song, you find that. It's like, that's what I'm not saying. But to go out of your way to stream his music and like support his music is really, it's a different like
thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very sideways.
I agree with everything that has transpired. But yeah, I'm not trying to take it down, but I was just interested to kind of see your take on this. But yeah. Let us go on to your next song. Just bring it out now. Jagged Edge, In the Morning. Let's give it a listen.
I can't get enough. Sometimes it's way too much. Get enough. Sometimes it's way too much. Oh. Got a job, I got dough. What I need with a hoe, I want a girlfriend. A real woman who knows how to please me. She makes it so easy. At the end of the day, we all wanna get a little freaky. Dinner on the table, we gon' have to warm it up. Cause when you get here, I'ma give you all the love that I have in me. Baby, all I need is your attention, please.
Yeah. I can't get enough.
I can't get enough, girl.
Sometimes it's way too much.
Like an edge in the morning. Why this one?
So you'll notice like a lot of these songs came out around like 2003, 2004, 2005. And I think that's probably when I got a bit older and I was able to access music by myself. Like, because before that, if I wanted to listen to music, I would literally have to buy a CD, but I'm like 11, so I don't have money to buy a CD. So I'd have to get my parents to give me the money, or I'd have to ask them to buy it for me and stuff. And I think around these years as well, this is when I'm trying to remember when like LimeWire and stuff come out and you could start actually downloading some songs. I think it was a little bit later, but it was leading up to these years where I had a bit more independence and like I could go out, I could go to Stratford and I could buy my own CD kind of thing. And I think this is when I really started listening to music, like, and just going and just listening to what I wanted to listen to. And I just had access to music and I had, you know, CD players and little stereos and stuff. And it was just, and I wanted to sing. I sang for a while and I wanted to sing when I was younger. And so I was absolutely obsessed. So this was a period, I think, where music was such, because you're young, you don't really have a lot going on, you know, and music was such a huge part of my life. And I feel like that's why all the songs are, you know, coming out around this time. And I don't know what it is, but I think this is my favorite song on that album. And it's the kind of song that I would listen to and I'd start it again. And again and again. It's such a beautiful song. And that bridge, the bridge is fantastic. Like, the bridge is great. And I just love this album. But yeah, I love this song. And again, it was the same thing, Lover Girl. So I used to feel these tunes, you know. I used to feel these songs in my soul. And I think that's what it reminds me of. It reminds me of that time where I was like getting older, started fancying boys, you know, started, you know, thinking about relationships and all that stuff. And I think I listened to a lot of music that kind of like reflected that aspect, aside from like Destiny's Child and like the Janet Jacksons. And I think a lot of the songs that I listened to from women were about, you know, heartbreak and did it. And the songs that I listened to from the men was like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry I hurt you, etc. So it was like that weird, it was almost like I used to live out that relationship dynamic through the music that I listened to. I did not only listen to Lover Girl songs, by the way, guys, like I listened to other music too, but these are just the ones that really, really resonate with me from that period. And it's probably because of how much I listened to it as well. Like, these tunes were on repeat.
No, I love that. I love that. Absolutely love that. That was, yeah, again, a song I'm not that quite familiar with. I think I was a bit more bigger on the Jagged Edge. But yeah, again, just amazing boy group, amazing songs, amazing lover music. Again, I can, again, can relate to the fact of you not being able to actually being able to kind of like buy your own CDs and kind of thinking about LimeWire and kind of downloading like illegally and kind of getting songs. But yeah, just such a tune, such a good group.
There's, like, there's actually so many songs that I could have put on my list. And if I had longer, I think I would have tried to vary a bit more.
Yeah.
But these are the ones that came into me. But can I change my next one? Actually, I don't want to do Silk. You know, I want to change it to one.
You want to change it? Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. That's absolutely fine. That's absolutely fine. But no. Again, it's just like, it's not very an overtly sexual song. It's very quite subtle. It's very like, we know what you're talking about, but you're not actually saying what you're talking about. And I think that's,
yeah,
quite,
exactly.
It brings that kind of sexiness to it. It makes it a bit more alluring. Like, it makes it a bit more, ooh, like, I guess I like that. And I think that's, I think, not that it's completely lost in music nowadays, but I feel like that's kind of R&B. It kept it kind of really, I don't know, mysterious almost. And it was just such an alluring factor to it, and which I absolutely love.
It's such a beautiful song. Yeah, it really is.
It really, really is. No, I was listening to lyrics, I was like, oh, it's beautiful. I want my guy to be singing this to me in the morning. Yeah, love it. Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. So you were saying you wanted to change your next song. What would you
do? Yes, I was looking at it and I was thinking, I wanted to put that in here. This one is more modern. It's actually Backseat by Roddy Ricch.
Backseat by Roddy Ricch. Okay, cool. Let's give that a listen.
She wants a lean, she wants the Gucci. I ride with some harness on me, I got the blue cheek. Pull up in a Jeep, I put it on 4G. I want your body, give me this laptop on the front seat. We gon' for an hour, then we gon' move to the back seat. When you give me a lap dance, baby, bite for the gap, please. Run it back, run it back, run it back, run it back like a track meet. Baby, relax me, you ain't gotta ask me. I blew a back out. Fucking that bitch got it tapping up. Got me buzzing like busting the racks out. I got a ride in the photo. Drake didn't design no polo. I was in the rave at the water. Bottle the cars off Coco. I gotta drape you up. She got baby just naked with us. I got diamonds gon' drip on the pussy. Keep them in the cut. I keep a bed for her. She know that she coming, of course. Had to throw that fat ass in the porch. Gotta face down the ass to the north. Yeah, yeah. She wants a lean. She want the Gucci. I ride with some harness on me. I got the blue cheek. Pull up in a Jeep. I put it on 4G. I want your body. Give me
some time on the front. You decided to switch your song. But why particularly this one?
Do you know why? Because I was like, all my songs are from like 2000, circa 2003 to 2005. And I was actually thinking about this song when I was doing my list, but I think I got distracted because I was on YouTube. So things kept like popping up on the side and I was like going through them. But the reason I changed this, because one, it's more modern. And two, because this came out 2019 when his album dropped. And it reminds me of like the pandemic, and it also reminds me of when I first started going out with my boyfriend. When we went on our third date, by now I knew I really liked him, and we got really drunk this day, and we had left the bar we was at to go and get an Uber, but it was raining really heavy. So we stood on the, you know, like you got those doorways of the shops. So we stood under one of them, and he was playing Roddy Ricch's album from his phone, and this song came on, and we were just there kissing until the cab came. And I just always remember that time, and I was listening to that album. That was an album that I had like on repeat during that period. So it really reminds me of like when we got together, and then how we like all the time that we spent throughout the lockdown, we was always with each other like the whole time. And it really reminds me of that kind of period. And I remember that summer he was meant to come and perform. I think he was at Brixton, and I was going, my boyfriend was going, like, both my friends got, like, I was so excited to go, and obviously it got cancelled because of the pandemic. But that really reminds me of like that summer. We had quite nice weather that summer as well. Ironically, we had a really good summer, that like 2020, and it just really reminds, that album and that song just really reminds me of like that period. And considering the world was like going through it, like everywhere. It was actually quite a nice time. I think it's because you knew no one was out, so you just got to relax and chill. And obviously I had my boyfriend with me at the time, and we were like freshly together, so it was like all fun and exciting. And that album just really reminds me of that summer.
Lovely memory. That is a lovely memory. And it's so amazing how songs that are kind of taking place in and around that time can be just attached to not only just memories, but just for, to people as well. And that's just so beautiful that that particular song, you're now attached to your partner, and you have like a whole story that can, you can flesh out just by that one song, and that kind of just evoke that. And I just find that so interesting. I just find that so beautiful.
And I mean, you know, it's not the most romantic song, but...
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be.
That song. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that album as well. That was a sick album.
Roddy Ricch. Yeah, ironically, my partner introduced me to Roddy Ricch. I'm definitely, again, not familiar with that song, but definitely have to give that one a listen and see how it is. But yeah, he's super talented from the little that I've heard, and I 100% appreciate him. But it's such a lovely little snippet of a love song. I love that little love story, and I love how you kind of inserted that in again. Very love. I'm feeling the love for you.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what songs remind me of another one that I could have put is Drake, One Dance. That song, that whole album, again, the whole album, right? Do you know what is funny? I don't actually attach songs to times. I attach albums to times. And that album came out just before, that I think came out before 2016. I was in 2016, and it was me and one of my friends, and we went to, what was it called? It's a festival in Croatia. Something Fresh. I can't remember what it's called, but it's a festival in Croatia. And that album came out around that time, and we had such a bloody good time in Croatia. It was just the two of us that went, and we had such a good time. And like that album reminds me of that. Summer I went to Ibiza, it was the Burna Boy album, reminds me of that. Like I had a video dancing to one tune, and it went viral. Like there's something about music, you can, when you think of a song or a particular album, you can always, it always reminds you of a time, and it always gives you that feeling. And as the years pass, you feel it less and less and less each time, and you kind of want to hold on to it. Like ATL, Make It Up With Love, I don't feel the way I used to, but I remember how it used to make me feel. I don't actually feel it now, but I remember how like how that song used to make me feel. And it's crazy how music does that. And I'm probably going to spend time on YouTube now looking at like neurologically how that works, because it's actually amazing how music does that.
Yeah, it just like it evokes certain vibes in your brain, and it just kind of, it brings the pictures, it brings the images, it just like invokes your memory. And I found that just so interesting that just music can do that, just for people, to places, to things, to just experiences. I love how you associate albums, because albums are very associated to the time, because artists are very like strategical of when they drop their albums. So, you know, Drake and Burna Boy was around summertime, so you get that summertime vibes every time you think of that album. Now that's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. And yeah, like you said, like during lockdown, trying to think, like music was just holding me down during lockdown. It was not the greatest of time, and it's a blessing that you had your partner there with you, but it was just keeping me completely sane, because like if without music, I would have probably, anxiety was on 100 that time. I was living alone at the time, so literally just had to continue to keep the vibes up, to continue to keep the music going. But yeah, man, like I love that. I love how you can associate people places, things, and your memories for albums. That's lovely. Yeah, I've never kind of heard that and thought of it like that way. So I love that concept.
Yeah.
Absolutely love that. Oh, I think we are coming to, dare I say, your last song.
Yeah.
Thank God I Found You by Mariah Carey. Let's give it a listen.
MC to the J-O-E. Lost your doubt, lost your doubt. Remix for the world. Let's show the world you my golden girl. When we shopping, they see us on the streets. They say, son, scoop the hot one. You taste like banana cake. You shake like the number 8. And you my number 1 candidate. I can't lose you. It's like I'm betting in Vegas. Crucial. Sweating knowing these players is wanting you, boo. I get the chills when you in my sight. Feels like it's meant to be right. I feel a rush when I kiss you at night.
Shorty knows she my baby girl, and play a haters try hard to get her, but she'll be lounging in my cradle tonight. Typically a thug wouldn't say this, but you see your love has got me fading. No girl ever made it feel like you do.
I'ma be here night after night too. Feel your love and arms around me, baby, 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 baby. You make it alright. No one but you, baby, can make me feel the way you make me, make me, make me feel. Oh,
make it last. 10 when this came out, but that's not the first time I heard it. The first time I heard this song, I remember the first time I heard it, I was at a friend's house. My friend Abna, she lived in Brentford, and it was summer, and I was at her house, and Abna like loved music like I did. Like me and her, like our obsession with Destiny's Child was like otherworldly. Like we were absolutely obsessed with them. And she loved R&B as well, like I did. And so new songs will come out, be like, have you heard it? We really shared like in that enjoyment. And I was at her house one day and she played this song. And I remember being like, oh my God, like what album is this on? Like whose album is this on? I'm pretty sure when I heard it, it was not on Joe's album. I feel like it was on something else. But we would listen. I remember listening to the song thinking, this song is amazing. And it's one of those songs that after that day, I went and with a lot of songs I loved at the time, I listened to it again and again and again. And this song really reminds me of Abana and how much we loved music and how much we were, like how much of a part of our life it was and how much we kind of shared in that joy. And like when Destiny's Child, I remember when Destiny's Child made a comeback and their album came out. Remember then when they made Lose My Breath, and they had broken up, and Beyonce, and they started single project stuff, and they came out together. Well, I remember when that album came out, how we would, because at the time we had TVs in our school dining room, and they would play that song, and like it would, that just, it just brings that school, that song takes me back to school and takes me back to like that friendship. And yeah, it was such good vibes. That song is such good vibes, and it's an amazing vocal performance. The production is perfect. Like that song is like a perfect song, 10 out of 10. And yeah, and I always remember the first time that I heard it. And it's something that really sticks. I remember what the weather was like. I remember we was in Abner's room. I think I'd heard it outside of the room, and I'd come in like, who is that? And that's just the time that really sticks in my head. And it's one of those songs that sometimes I forget about, and then I randomly remember it, or I might hear it or something, and then I'm listening to it again for like a week, you know? But now that I've got Spotify, I'll probably listen to it more frequently. But I feel like taking a car ride just so I can listen to all of these songs.
I love that. And I love the fact that you can remember where you were, who you were with, the weather when you first heard the songs. And it seems like all your songs are very connected to when you first heard them. And I think that's absolutely amazing. Like you seem to remember very vividly when that happened, like the very moments. And that's sick. And that it still kind of sticks with you. And it's amazing you can remember the time, how old you were. Like, I love that you have very distinct memory. That's amazing.
That's why they're so nostalgic, isn't it? Because there's just things that really like, yeah, they really stick with me. And I think that was just the time in my life where everything was easy, no problems. I was happy. I had friends. Like, it was just, I was very happy. I was a very happy young girl, I think, when I look back. And obviously life happens and stuff. You got to deal with being an adult and all sorts of relationships and finding jobs and losing like family members, etc. But at that time, like, there was nothing wrong with my life. Like, I was such a fortunate like young girl. But I remember that time, very, very happy time. And music kind of contributed to that as well, I think.
Yeah, almost like the soundtrack of your life at the time.
And yeah, literally.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. And now, like, sick that you guys have TVs in your school hall, so you can be watching like music videos and stuff.
Yeah, we would. They had thing, and they would come on, and we'd be dancing. And I remember in year nine, so year seven and eight, you would have to go out into the playground. But when you got to year nine, you was allowed to stay in your form times for lunch. We like never went outside. And we in our form time, we would like sing these songs. And I remember, for example, I remember the first time I heard Milkshake by Khalees. We was at school. We were in year nine. We were in Fontaine's classroom. They had a classroom that was kind of like an extension. So it was like an add-on. So it was kind of out of the way. We were all in there and everyone was singing it and everyone knew the lyrics. And I was like, I don't know this song. So I went home that day and I listened to that song and I learned the chorus and I came back the next day and I sang it along with everybody else. And I remember that because I remember thinking, I need to know this song, obviously. This is obviously a song to that, like, I need to get with the program. And I went home and I learned it and I remember that as well.
Oh, that's sick. That is sick. And that was definitely around the time growing up, you knew the lyrics. Like, there's no way you don't know the lyrics. Like, you learned them. And I don't know how. Like, it's not like we had, maybe had dial-up back then. I don't know how we were learning them. I do remember when I was younger, there was like a little magazine where I could kind of read the lyrics and I used to memorize them. Like, But it's just so weird that we were very distinct on the lyrics. Like, we must know the words. We want to kind of fit in with everyone and kind of sing our hearts out. And yeah, I love that. I absolutely love that. And I learned in my last episode that I did that people kind of listen to music in two different ways. They either listen to it they're very lyrically driven to the songs they hear, or they're very kind of musically driven to sort of like the rhythms and the beats. Like, what category do you think you fit into?
Definitely the second. There's so many songs that I love, but I don't actually know what they're talking about, but I feel it. I feel what they're talking about. There's so many songs. Like, I'm trying to think of like one in particular. I can't think of one in particular right now. Probably in hindsight as well, I know what they mean now, but definitely there's songs that I listen to and I'm like, okay, I'll give you an example. Lana Del Rey. I never know what that woman's talking about. I never have a clue, but that first album, incredible. That album is a masterpiece. But I listen to that album and I'm like, what is sis going on about? I don't know what her point is. But I sing the songs. I sing the words. I know the words. I have no idea what she means. Have no idea what she's getting at. But I love it.
Yeah. It's how it makes you feel, isn't it? It's the feeling that she...
My boyfriend's the opposite. Like, I'll be singing a song and he'll be like, have you like, oh, this verse is sick. Like, have you like listened to the verse? And he'll show me the lyrics. And I'm like, now that I'm reading the lyrics, I get it. But I actually didn't get it. I could feel it. I got a sense of what was going on. But right. If he told me what was he saying in this verse? Like, what was his point? I won't be able to tell you. I'm always like, you really listen to lyrics, don't you? Like, he's a proper lyric person and I'm the complete opposite. All feelings and vibes.
As long as you got the good vibe, that's all that matters, isn't it? That's all that matters. But no, we have come to the end. That was absolutely lovely. I loved hearing your stories. I loved hearing how you radiate off the vibes of the song. I love how your mind is so very distinct with your memories and your nostalgia. I absolutely love that. It was been a pleasure to speak to you, and I really hope that you enjoy this experience as much as I have and kind of dive
into your
nostalgia and dive back into your songs. I've loved hearing your songs and hearing the stories behind them. And I will definitely link your playlist down below. And if you have any more songs that you want to add to that playlist for people to hear, and if you have any more that you thought that needs to be on there, definitely send them my way and I'll definitely get it on the playlist to share. But no,
okay, cool, so no problem.
I really, really appreciate it. I hope you had a great time.
I did. It was lovely. And I'm very excited about all the music. I'm going to say new music, all the old music that I now remember that I'm going to listen to.
100%. You can take me down memory lane as well. But no, thank you so much for joining me. It was an absolute pleasure having you. And beautiful people, you'll be hearing from me and seeing me, hopefully, very soon. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.